is Radio X.
From Global.
Thank you, Dominic. We have some very sad news to tell you. Earlier on this year, we were running a competition, and which we often do on the show, and one of the winners, we ended up meeting. Dominic and I met this
winner. We did, yeah.
It was when we were giving away the mini full of prizes, and we were in Leicester Square, and we had a caller on the air, and we didn't know where that caller was. So they win the prize, and then they tell us where they live, and then at that moment, me and Dominic get in the car, and we win, and we drive to see them and give them the prize.
Yeah.
And the winner was Alex. And we drove all the way up to see him, and we met him and his wife, Rachel, and there was that he wins the car, and he won all the prizes. And then there was a tiny little pub, because they lived in a tiny little village, and we went and we had a couple of drinks.
Yeah.
With Alex and Rachel, and I think Rachel's family turned up, her mum and dad turned up.
We might have outstayed our welcome, I think.
A little bit. And we had a really nice little time, we had a few pints, and all was well in the world. We heard this week the very sad news that Alex sadly took his own life a few weeks ago. We're obviously really upset by this. We send all our love and our condolences to his wife, Rachel, and to Alex's family and friends. It's a devastating, horrendous thing that they must all be going through. And we reached out to Rachel yesterday, his wife, and she was very keen that we promote the message of mental health.
Yeah.
Which we have talked about many times on the show. It's terrible that Alex has gone. It's terrible that Alex felt, I guess, that was his only route, his only way out. If you are listening to this and you are feeling like you want to die, then it's really important that you tell somebody, that you reach out to somebody. And that could be a friend, could be a family member, could be somebody you trust. It could be a complete stranger. And there are various people that you could call and just talk, and they will just listen. Support and help is available now if you need it. You don't have to struggle with difficult feelings on your own. You're also not on your own. There are, sadly, so many people, men and women, who feel like you are feeling right now. You are really, really not on your own, even though you might feel isolated from the whole world. To all our men listening, there is the campaign against living miserably. From 5 p.m. to midnight every day, you can call them. And their number is easy to remember. It's 0800 58 58 58. If you find yourself at a point at night when you just feel you just need something, then 0800 58 58 58. And the Samaritans are there all the time. You know what the Samaritans do. You've heard their name mentioned. When we talked about this before, we always get text messages from people saying, I was at the worst point of my life and I called the Samaritans and I'm here today to tell the tale and I'm glad I did. It'll be a complete stranger on the phone and they're there to listen to you. So if you are feeling like you just can't go on, everything has just got too much for you, just reach out to the Samaritans. The number is 116 123. That's 116 123, 24 hours a day. And you can call them and you can talk to them. And I beg you, if you are feeling low, if you're feeling like you can't go on, I beg you, if you've listened to me for years and I've ever made you smile or laugh or angry because I've said something about Leeds beating your team, although that would be rare, please, just call them anytime. The Samaritan's number is 116 123. And as I said, all our love goes out to Alex's family and friends, and especially his wife, Rachel.
Yeah, well said.
And this was Alex's favourite track from Oasis. Rest in peace, Alex.